Ballots are out and voting is underway. Here in Southern Colorado, Republican Congressman Doug Lamborn is running for re-election in Congressional District 5. We'll hear from him tomorrow. His opponent, Democrat Stephanie Rose Spalding, is a professor of Women's and Ethnic Studies at UCCS and a senior pastor at Ebenezer Baptist Church in Colorado Springs. She spoke with 91.5 KRCC's Jake Brownell.
First of all, I'd like to just ask why you decided to run for Congress.
Well, I decided after the 2016 election cycle that left so many people in a state of despair and hopelessness. For me, as a person that sits in so many different places, it was asking myself, how do we provide hope and the kind of inspiration that is needed to help people move forward?
You know, the 5th Congressional District has long been a safe Republican seat. It's been held by Republicans ever since the district was created in the 70s. What makes you think this race will be different?
I have seen how this area has changed and continues to change. It is an influx of millennials, progressives, an influx of people who are returning and retiring here. And when I think about that, I recognize that though we may have been that in the past, I do not believe that's who we are in the future. And that's not to say that those ideas aren't valuable, but there's just growth happening all around us. And as I travel and have the kinds of conversations that I am having with constituents, they too see that something different is on our horizon.
What are you hearing from people, especially around the types of issues that they want to see addressed in Congress?
Housing, that comes up a lot, whether you are here in Colorado Springs or in Salida, Buena Vista, because there's a shortage and there's a shortage of affordable housing. There's also the larger umbrella of healthcare that people tend to have conversations around the cost and insurance. But again, when I'm in Chaffee County or Park County, where there are no doctors or medical facilities in Park County, there are no pharmacies in Park County, there's a different conversation around access. The environment is another major point that people are looking at, our watersheds and protecting our national public lands, wildfires. So there's a lot that's on the minds and hearts of people throughout this district.
To sort of drill down into a few of those issues, so you mentioned affordable housing. What do you think, as a representative in Congress, you could do to help folks who are dealing with rising rents and lack of affordable housing?
So at the federal level, making sure that the housing authority is not being undermined by the current director and that people have programs that are able to help them in markets that are rising. So making sure those programs are taken care of, making sure that we're working with federal grant programs that allow people to buy homes and get the loans that they need at an affordable rate.
And you also mentioned healthcare. Obviously, that's been a big contentious fight for a long time. What do you support as far as healthcare programs? Do you support Medicare for All, these calls for universal coverage?
I do. I do support Medicare for All. And I understand that if we are going to be competitive in the 21st century and 22nd century, that we have to make sure that people are healthy, whole, and well, right? And for me, it's not just about the cost of healthcare. It's addressing the shortage in nurses that we are experiencing, the shortage in medical providers that we are experiencing, the cost of prescription drugs, how we get access to those prescription drugs. All of those things have very concrete impacts on people of CD5.
Obviously, the national political climate is extremely polarized. What would you view as your role and your mission in relation to that polarization and the kind of political climate that we find ourselves in at the moment?
By trade, I'm a professor, so I'm always going to be leading and educating ourselves. I'm always going to be leading as well in terms of where we are in our spirit. I'm a pastor by calling, right? And then I'm also a specialist of diversity, equity, and inclusion. And my work centers on how do you have difficult conversations where everyone does not necessarily agree, but we recognize the value of our voices. So for me, it is, how do we bring people to the table? How do we listen without intent to respond, to hear each other, and then build consensus around what we absolutely need?